This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, back in May, the biggest of inversion deals came up short. U.S. pharma giant Pfizer tried and failed to buy the British drugs company AstraZeneca. Under U.K. rules, Pfizer could not try again for 3 months, meaning Pfizer is free to try again starting today. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman drills down on the overseas profits Pfizer wanted to keep away from the U.S. Treasury.
If Pfizer buys another pharmaceutical company, say in England or Ireland, and becomes foreign-based, it can bring home as much as $30 billion in international profits, without having to pay the 35% U.S. corporate tax rate, says Martin Sullivan at TaxAnalysts.com.
Part of the allure is to get into lower tax countries like U.K. with 21% and Ireland with 12.5%.
Some estimate that major American companies, including GE, Johnson & Johnson, and Apple, have nearly $2 trillion parked outside the U.S. They use it to buy foreign companies and factories, or it just sits in the bank, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial.
You can make an argument that shareholders would be better off if the money was brought home, taxes were paid, and it was distributed or, you know, put to use in the business.
Companies could pay higher dividends or build new factories here. But McMillan says that's unlikely until U.S. corporate tax rates come down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.